The book of Revelation seems to take precedence over so many of the books of the Bible. Remember again, the author is unknown, as most of the writers of the Bible are. But Francine says he was a citizen of Rome who had a dream about what was going on in the political and religious climate of the day, around 64 AD. The first, second, and third chapters of Revelation are instructions and admonitions. Supposedly, they were written to seven bishops in Asia who presided over seven churches. The following chapters are prophecies of things to come, particularly about the end of the world. The book of Revelation supposedly was written in Greek on the island of Patmos, where this John was supposedly banished by the Roman emperor. He starts out by bemoaning the fact of his banishment, but says that his words come directly from God in the form of this revelation from Jesus Christ. In the letters to the bishops of the seven churches, the writer rails against the sins of mankind and also seems to admonish the churches. In chapter 2:9, in his letter to the church at Smyrna, it says, "I know thy tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich, and that thou art slandered by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." In his letter to the church of Pergamum, he writes in 2:13, "I know where thou dwellest, where the throne of Satan is, and thou holdest fast my name, and didst not disown my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was slain among you where Satan dwells." He goes on to reprimand each of the seven churches, saying, for example, in 2:20-21, to the church at Thyatira, "But I have against thee that thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat of things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time that she might repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality." Each church is given a reprimand, and it gives one the feeling that he is referring to the churches as if they are a potential Sodom and Gomorrah, cities that God supposedly destroyed because they lived in sin. After he rails against the churches and what he feels is wrong with the religion of the day, he launches into a not very well-disguised tirade against politics by using symbology. It was one thing to spout religious principles, but against politics, you were courting death. Remember, this whole book is supposedly Jesus relating all of these words to the unknown author John. This reveals a slight inconsistency, for as we read in the Gospels, Christ is not interested in politics. The book of Revelation goes on with this unknown John being taken up into heaven and seeing God on his throne with 24 elders about with crowns on their heads, and also four living creatures, a lion, calf, eagle, and some type of creature with the face of a man. You can already see how bizarre this tale is, for the creatures have eyes before and behind, and each has six wings. We then read about the author seeing a scroll at the right hand of God with seven seals. No one can open the scroll except Jesus, and the author sees him as a lamb. The book then relates how Jesus breaks the seals and lets loose the four horsemen of the apocalypse, among other things. We then have seven angels with trumpets, which they sound, and destruction reigns upon the earth. We then have the author John eat the scroll that had seven seals, and he supposedly is then a prophet. We then have various beasts come into play that are supposed to be manifestations of Satan, and John gives his number as 666. The mark of the beast was really referring to Nero, whose address was 666, and some historians say it was also his name in Hebrew, which has number values for letters. Regardless, many feel that this refers to the Roman Emperor Nero, and many look on him as the Antichrist.